Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of kids with disabilities. And this is season 4, first episode for 2021.
Woo-hoo-hoo! This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not suitable for children. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate. We're back, baby.
We're back. We're back. Guess who's back?
Back again. The peas are back.
Peas are back. Have you missed us?
Oh, I don't know if they have.
I peas. Don't know. Aww. We've missed you.
Yes, we have.
We've missed interacting with you.
Yep. We've had a break.
We have had a break. It was nice.
Yeah.
Yep. Hopefully you've all had a break. If you live in a country other than Australia or New Zealand, we're just thinking of you.
Yeah, the depths of winter.
And the lockdown.
And the lockdowns, yeah.
Yeah, we have done it, but we haven't done it as long as you.
No.
We won't pretend to understand.
No, no.
We will not.
No. So we've had our summer break.
Yeah.
Break from school, Principal Hose.
Oh, yeah. Your level
coordinator. She's been out.
She's been out. She's done. She's broken her pencil and gone.
Hopefully never to return.
Hopefully.
I don't know. Oh, my goodness. Oh. So, yeah, tell us about your summer, Kate.
Yes. Well, at my summer started off a little bit sad because just before Christmas my grandmother passed away. So I think I mentioned it at the end of last year that she really wasn't doing well. Mum hadn't been able to see her much during COVID. Or at all. So it was pretty sad. My grandmother was an amazingly healthy woman and then got dementia. So she's been in care for 4 years. It's really only this year that she's really, really gone downhill.
Yeah.
So in the scheme of things, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You know, we watched David's mum be very sick for a very long time.
Yeah.
But death is sad.
Yeah.
And it's the end of the stories. Like mum's like, all those stories are gone.
Yes.
And you know, you just realize their lives were so incredibly different to ours.
Yes.
So yeah, all of that's gone. It's been really sad for mum.
Yeah.
It reminds you of other people you loved and lost. So yeah, that sort of, you know, wasn't the best way to get through. And then of course, New South Wales, which is the biggest state, the most populated state in Australia, had a little bit of a COVID outbreak.
Yes.
So none of my cousins,
yes,
where they all live, all of her grandchildren and her other daughter. And yeah, so it was very small funeral, but it was lovely.
Hmm.
Really, really lovely. And my brother, Shannon, was him and I did the eulogy. And
yeah.
Yep, it was nice. So as nice as funerals can be.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was the start. But then we had a really lovely laid back Christmas. And I don't know. I think after lockdown,
I know,
we just don't take anything for granted.
Nothing.
I'm still pinching myself that you're here in this room.
Yeah, like, I know. That's right.
I'm waiting. Don't know when that novelty will wear off.
Yeah.
But Christmas was just lovely.
Yeah.
You know, pea friend Bryony.
Yeah.
She comes to Christmas. She made beautiful chicken sandwiches.
Aww.
Yeah. And what about you?
Yep. Great. Yeah. Christmas Day, yep, we saw both sets of our family because we all live in Melbourne,
yep,
and I hosted, and that I just took the pressure off.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
I think nothing mattered. Really, nothing mattered. It, you know?
I took the pressure off.
Yeah, I was like, well, we'll just eat this and we'll just eat that.
Yeah, and it's about being together. And it,
yeah,
we all have little things that make it Christmassy. It doesn't need to be all the things.
Yeah, yeah.
Really nice.
So I think perspective shifted so much, didn't it? And Millie was into baking, so there was quite a lot of can you get this from the IGA and getting a text, can you just get these ingredients? And I was just like, next time you're going to make a dessert, can it be from Taste Australia and not from the American? Because what is an ounce and what is this? And I'm like, I just don't have time. Anyway, I was just like, sure, you know.
I know.
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's do egg whites. Whoops. Yep. Oh, not a problem.
And it just was nice to be doing things that felt normal for Christmas time.
Yes.
Because I really didn't think in September that we were going to have Christmas.
No.
So we know America, Europe, we know. Yeah. We know that we're really lucky. And we don't want to rub it in your face. I remember when we were in lockdown, other states in Australia were all like, sorry, Melbourne. So we won't.
Yeah, we're
not
going to
do that.
No.
But this also was what we did.
The best thing for my family was no one had the crackers, bonbons.
The bonbons, see.
So my sister-in-law had special sort of glasses.
Oh, cute.
So she made a great effort. So everyone sort of put these funny little glasses on, and then my family at night, I bought some little bonbon biscuits from Michelle's Sweet Treats and we had all our names on them.
They were beautiful.
So they were beautiful. And so, and Molly was thrilled. There was no noisy crackers.
Yeah.
I just bought some, pulled them apart, and put the hats on everyone's plate.
That's right.
So if you want us to wear the hats, but we don't have to do that.
I know.
So, she gave me a big hug and said, thanks, Mum.
Oh,
yeah,
it's so
she
great.
She did because
so great.
That meant she said, I'm not going to be scared.
I know. And
I
you
know.
Think,
I
why
like,
have
what
I done
took
this
me
for so
long? I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
And Mandy and I also went to a funeral after Christmas, which is a hard thing to do.
Mm.
And it was a beautiful pea shoot.
Mm.
And it was one of Mandy's very, very close friends.
So I just want to acknowledge that was happening at that time.
Yeah.
And it's not my story to tell. And one day her beautiful mum will come in and tell her story.
Yep.
But everybody that knew beautiful Sunshine was very sad.
Very sad.
It was just devastating.
But the most amazing funeral.
I know. You've never met a more extraordinary woman.
Never,
and that's
never,
why the peas
never.
Need to know her mum.
You can't believe
no.
her.
You can't. Yes.
You can't. And when you see her, she exudes something.
Yes, she does.
She's
extraordinary.
She is extraordinary. Yep.
And one day she will come.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm very thankful for everything that Sunshine has taught my family, my girls, and I will miss her.
Yeah,
I will. I will miss kissing her little hand whenever I see her.
Yeah.
And it was tough.
She was very, very loved.
Very loved.
Like, feel this love. And I.
Yes.
Yeah. The minister that they chose was just incredible.
Yes.
Everything about it was beautiful. But it was really, really. If a funeral can be lovely.
Yes.
It was so lovely.
Yeah.
And her mum.
Yep. I can't wait for you to meet her.
She's on
one
the
day,
biggest
please.
Pedestal.
Yes, she is.
You can't. Yep. She's incredible. So that also happened over summer. So we've had an unusual summer, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've come out of lockdown. Two people we've known have passed away.
Yeah.
We've celebrated Christmas.
Yeah.
We can't see our extended families because they live interstate.
Yes.
My cousins in Ireland are all locked down.
Yes.
It's just all these weird emotions all milling around at once.
And then like, okay, well, let's all go to the beach for a day.
Yeah,
or
just
like
it
how
just
do
all
we
feels
then
weird.
You gotta keep getting on with things did you go to any movies or anything? Or?
So we didn't. The thought of sitting in a movie with a mask just doesn't thrill me.
Yep.
Buzz and Woody, if there's something coming out that they really want to see, we go. We normally go every holidays, but we went away for 6 days to Falls Creek.
Yeah.
And it was so amazing. We love the mountains in our family. Never been there in summer.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of our friends just all tacked on and were like, well, we'll come. So like my beautiful friends, Rachel and Aaron. Rachel's been my bestie since we were like 11. Claire and Tony from school and a whole heap of like the work boys even and Number one daughter, sound engineer, scholarship, all their partners came. So there was like 25 of
awesome.
Us.
Awesome.
And we just walked and sat in spas and looked at amazing views, and the kids didn't go on devices, and it was just beautiful.
Pretty great.
And we really felt like what how lucky are we?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I know we'll start taking things for granted. I know. I get that that's what happens. It's human nature. But at the moment I'm not taking it for granted. And I just was like, I am so lucky to be here with people that I love and looking at this beautiful nature. So, yeah, we had a really, really – I got a little bit sunburned, but apart from that.
My line was, a bad day on school holidays is better than a good day in lockdown.
Oh, yeah.
I kept saying that to them. I'm like, so even if this day's a bit tricky, it's better than our best day. What was our best day in lockdown? They're like, we can't even remember.
No.
I was like, exactly. So that was my line. Molly, we did go to the movies and she was so excited to go.
Yeah. Yep.
So maybe I put the mask down a bit because I was eating.
When you're eating, you don't have to wear it.
We saw the movie about the grandpa, which was funny. I should have written that down, what that was called. It's Robert De Niro.
Okay, I don't know.
It was
funny. We
laughed a lot. And then also went and saw Penguin Bloom,
which
was really sad and amazing.
Yes.
And so I saw that with Molly and Miss Ten.
Yes.
And, yeah, we were all crying.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will.
And I recognize things. And the peas, the scene with the lasagna at the door. I just was laughing. I was like, I bet you're all watching this. But I thought it's universal.
Yes.
It's
the universal. Lasagna. The whole lasagna. World over.
That's right. I just thought, oh, that is just priceless.
You need
awesome Australian movie.
Awesome.
Yeah, and those kids, like their cheeks and, oh, they were just so gorgeous looking, the actors.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Oh, beautiful.
But I will. Oh, maybe I won't. It'll come to Netflix or Stan or something.
Yeah, I went 3 times. I went and saw The Dry as well because I love that book. And that was amazing because it was just like set in Victoria.
Two movies
I went to see on the big screen set in Australia.
So if you live overseas.
That doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't happen very often because our film industry is small. Australia's tiny, remember?
Yeah.
Our population's like the state of California.
Yeah, that's right.
Even though we're very spread out.
Yeah.
So we do have Australian movies, but they don't come out all the time.
So it's just a treat.
Yeah. And because there's probably not many movies, is there?
No.
Because they've all been,
blah,
blah, COVID.
Anyway, so that was quite good. And
we're still wearing masks, so that's super exciting.
Yeah, jeez.
First date to do it, and I reckon we'll be the last date to. Anyway, that's all right. It's only in big shopping centres, public transport, and where you can't socially distance.
Yeah.
And
I'm a bit over it.
I'm used to it, but over it. But I was actually in Woolworths the other day, and I just looked around, and everyone was wearing masks, and I thought, you know what? I've been wearing a mask at work since July, but we've had to wear them since August. I'm still not used to seeing everyone in masks.
No, no.
It still looks weird to see every person. Every person in a mask. So anyway, I don't mind until that vaccine comes, that's what's going to happen. So.
Yeah, yep.
And there guess what we're not talking about? Vaccines.
No, we're not.
But this little fat arm will be queued up.
I reckon. Oh, dear.
Anyway, so that's our summer. Plus we are editing a book. So, you know,
We didn't really do that much of that.
We did a little bit. And now we go hard because.
Yeah, as soon as they're back to school.
Back.
Yes. So we've been getting ready. We see all of you that are starting your precious little ones to prep, or some
year
starting
seven,
year seven, or those
VCE.
Of you moving to special schools, or those of you for the first time are out of school that might be setting their kids up for the future.
Oh.
Like all these transitions are
tricky.
It's
the hardest time of year.
Yeah, I feel like we're in a sweet spot.
Yep.
Two in year 10 and one in grade 5.
Yep.
Nothing really too stressful.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
but it's just going back. Yeah. I find, and even with kids that are just neurotypical, run of the mill, it's a stressful day. It's, who am I going to sit next to?
Yes.
Is the bus going to come on time? I don't know. There's a myriad. But I'd say of all the days of the year, the first day back is my least favourite.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't sleep the night before the boys went back.
And, yeah.
You know, anyway, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I see you and I know that. A lot of you have had really a few shitty days.
Yeah, that's right.
So,
and just the preparation.
Oh,
it's enormous.
I know.
Yeah, and the worry, and especially if it's your first time heading into school and you're just like, are these children going to be nice to my child?
I know, and we still can't mill around at the school.
Yeah.
Like we are dump and run in high school.
Yeah.
They do not want us there because we don't want that COVID risk spreading.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's still, it's hard. But anyway. Yeah,
so we see you. We do. Even if it's so far been smooth sailing in my household.
Yeah, mine too. But, you know, by the time this comes out, who knows? I'm too scared to say anything.
Well, I've got to go to the shops after this. I need salt and vinegar chips, cheese, rice crackers and cucumbers. Darren was like, what are you going to put in your lunch that's healthy? Cucumbers.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
That's good. Cucumbers are yum.
I'll get them. Yeah. So we've got new shoes. We've got every, you know, uniform that fits.
It's just the money as well.
So much money, Kate. Everybody new shoes and then we want a new bag and the lunch boxes. And,
I know. And I've only got two there now. I mean, I had a year of five.
You did. How did you do that?
I don't know. But this year, I don't know. Because Buzz and Woody hardly ever grow, but they've grown.
Yeah, like, so Woody, you had to really buy everything.
Buzz is now taller than me, so that's awesome. A big moment.
Yeah.
Woody, if he gets her, he gets her. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But so all new clothes. Yeah. Not all new, but lots of new clothes.
Yep.
I was like, oh, yeah, it's so expensive. And I let them have two pairs of runners, you know, all that sort of stuff. And anyway, you're just like, oh, I am just hemorrhaging money.
Yes.
Like I open the, you know, everyday account, $7.33. Okay, great. Just have to put a message in the family group chat. You can only shop the pantry.
Yes.
Nothing left. Anyway, every year it surprises me how much it costs to go back to school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to we don't know what's coming.
No, we don't. That's right. I can't even say anything.
I'm not looking forward to anything.
We're not looking forward to anything because we're too scared.
I know.
We're too scared.
I'm looking forward to maybe going tomorrow. One of them.
Yes. Yes. I think they'll get back to school.
Yeah.
I'm just looking forward to them. Normally I write things, but I put up the first day photo on Facebook or Instagram and I was like, be just great if we do one full term of school this year, because we didn't do any last year.
Yep.
Anyway, who am I? I'm preaching to the choir out
there. I know. So well, we see you, peas.
We really, really see you.
Getting along with your aides, meeting new aides, meeting the new teachers.
It's huge.
It's huge. And then you'll see your friends just walk in, drop their kids off, and then walk home, and you'll be like, oh, that's all you had to do.
I know, and it's okay to secretly want to trip them over, but you don't do it, but it's okay to want to.
But you can go and find your pee friends afterwards and just then talk it all out, right?
Yep.
So see if you can try and find your people somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I've already had one of my friends whose child, well, it's not my story to tell her, but yeah, we're just talking about the build-up and the night last night and the no sleep and whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, thank God.
Yeah, someone else who understands. Yeah.
That's all we want, peas.
Yep, yep.
Just someone who understands.
Yeah.
So we've got some speak pipes.
We do.
So, yeah.
I should also say,
you can probably work this out, it's just Mandy and I.
Yeah. Well, we just thought, you know, you could just hear us for one episode back.
Yeah.
We've got people booked in for all of February and then I'm working through March. So
awesome guests.
Yeah, awesome guests.
Well, all of our guests are awesome.
Yeah. And also, if you would like to be on, and I want you to email me because I've got a big list.
Yeah, and we can't take everyone and we can't have, you know, 27 people with exactly the same story.
Yeah.
Not that anyone has the same story. But we're happy to put you on the list.
Yeah, definitely.
So there's no end to the list. We'll keep talking forever. So,
that's right, exactly.
As long as you're happy to be patient, which peas are.
Yeah.
We're the most patient people in the world.
I'd just say, what about April? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What about November? Fine.
Yeah.
Who knows what we're even doing?
We also have to say, did everyone watch Bridgerton?
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I know every podcast is talking about it.
Well,
but
so we are every podcast.
It was like a gift.
So great.
Oh,
both the girls watched it. My mum, who goes, well, it gets a bit sexy.
Yes, it did get a bit sexy.
Yeah. I loved every minute of it.
Same.
Don't talk to me about the problematic parts. I don't want to hear about them. I just loved it.
Me too.
I know that everything in life is problematic, but it was just a balm to my
soul.
It was
a balm. I'm like, they better release every episode every Christmas time. It's like, it was such a gift.
So great.
And then I was like, what do you mean I don't know about this world? There is books for 20 years. I feel like.
How do we not know about them?
I was in the Outlander world.
I know.
And then I was so excited when the TV show was coming. And now I'm like, did I not know about this?
I know, because you'll see the odd person, I've read the books. They're like furious that we're just all catching up.
All right. I know how that felt with Outlander. But anyway, Claire wrong color eyes, but like, I'm just like, don't spoil it. I've joined every group. I'm in every Facebook group. The Bridgerton fans.
You are.
I love it. I'm listening to Mary and Blake with their podcast. I'm like, they just recap every episode. Oh, go and listen to that too.
Oh, I must listen to that then.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't listened
good.
To any Bridgerton podcasts. But
Mary and Blake, they're the only ones.
Yep, yep.
Yep. I just love them
we'll
so
put
much.
It in
they're
the show
so
notes.
Mary's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Just yep. Anyway, I love it. I thought I might watch it again.
Yeah, I want to watch it again yeah. too. Yeah, because now you know who
yeah,
Mrs.
Yeah, yeah.
Whistledown is.
Did you think? I thought
I did
towards the end.
Yeah.
But I would say for a few episodes in, I was a bit wrong.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I want to go back and watch her face.
Yeah, same. You know? So I think I will watch it again. With the magic of Netflix.
Yeah.
We can.
Oh, anyway, so we just had to say that about Bridgerton. Yeah, we know everyone watched it.
And we know we're old, as in, you know, this is already news from
a month ago.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
But too bad, so sad. You haven't got to hear from us. So
yeah, that's
now
right.
You can.
Okay, let's see these speak pipes.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. This one's for you, Mandy.
Oh.
Thank you for being so organised and recapping every episode. I'm hopefully not the only P, but I sat there with a pen and paper and took notes for my holiday listen list. So that'll keep me busy or a little bit more stable, I guess, during the holiday period. Thanks for a great year, ladies. Let's hope for 2021 to be a bit better. Bye.
Oh, thank you. The one time I did a great job.
She really prepared for that.
I did really
she
prepare.
Really
I had 1 hour and
yep.
I worked my butt off.
Yep, she was the Lee Sales of the episode.
Cute.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. It's
Hi.
Jen from Canberra here.
Hello.
I'm ringing because I'm so overwhelmed by your announcement of the welcome pack that you're doing for families with new diagnosis. I know that I would have really appreciated that back in the early days. My boys are high school and just starting high school next year. But I really believe this is going to make such a difference. I'm so overwhelmed with emotion and I actually had to pull the car over because I just burst into tears while I was driving.
Oh, goodness.
With just how amazing this actually will be. I really believe that this will make a huge difference and I'm so glad that you've managed to find a way to do this. It's really, really overdue and it's a wonderful, wonderful initiative. Love listening to your podcast. I always want to send what I thought was a speed pipe, probably because my eldest son is obsessed with cars, but actually it's a speak pipe, which makes a lot more sense. But I always want to send half a dozen times during your podcast, you make me think of things that I want to ring and let you know or to tell you or to thank you for or to share all the same, the laughters, the joys, the tears, the fears. So basically, guys, thanks so much for being there for us. I'm so thrilled that you've managed to get the coverage that you have. And I love listening to all of your podcasts. Take care.
Oh, thank you. The speed pipe.
The speed pipe.
It used to be because it was only 1 minute, 90 seconds.
But now that we've shelled out and paid for it.
It can be the speak pipe.
The long speak pipe.
Oh, thank you. I think we have a lot of peas in Canberra.
I think so too. Yeah. We will. I'm not saying anything.
No, we're not saying anything. We would love to meet you.
We would love to meet
you. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jude will hook us up with somewhere to hang out with everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She'll be on that. The booklet is amazing. We have printed one copy to have a look at.
Yeah.
And it's beyond beautiful. I love, 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 love it. And I'm hoping that we'll launch it February, March.
Yeah.
So, you know, Mandy and I have just got to, I don't know, probably book out the MCG to launch that.
Probably.
Or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that are going to want to come. So, you know what? We didn't think about the launching. We thought about the making. So 2021 is the
think
thinking
about the launching.
About the launching.
Yeah, so we better work that out.
And we'll get
Matthew, our live guy,
to help us coordinate all that. So you will be able to order them, I think, from us, but we'll also put them
in doctor's offices.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Wednesday is podcast day.
Yeah.
So that's the day that we give to the podcast and we will work it
out. Start sorting ourselves out. Yep.
Anyway, thank you for loving the booklet, even though you haven't seen it.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. I've just finished listening to all your episodes and I thought I'd say hello as I know how much Mandy loves these speakers.
I do.
I'm Hannah and I'm studying OT and I'm in my final year this year.
Oh.
I'm also a support worker for two wonderful pea shoots.
Oh, great.
This podcast was recommended to our cohort by a lecturer from our uni.
Wow.
And I feel so grateful to have found you both. Your podcast has complemented my studies and work really well, as hearing your stories have helped to make sense of what we learn at uni. Yeah. I love your honesty and openness to share what it's like to be a pea. Your insights have really helped me to understand the perspective of a parent of a child with a disability, and I really feel it's influenced the way that I interact with the pea families that I support.
Well, that makes me want
to cry. With your wonderful guest speakers, you have taught me lessons that I feel will help me to be the best OT I can be.
Aww.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys rock.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, Hannah.
Go out and be the best OT ever. Yep.
OTs change the world.
Yeah. Yep.
Really, really do.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I need to call mine back. I was like, oh yeah, whoops.
Yeah. Well, okay. it's the diary month, isn't it?
I know, it is a diary
month. Getting that diary
month.
Out,
sit
booking
down.
Things in.
Yep. Exactly.
But anyway. And then, you know, because last year, obviously, Mandy and I, when we started the year, full of enthusiasm about live shows and touring, and I had to put that diary away
because
I'd written March, February, March was full of amazing events. And look, people have lost much more than us.
Yes.
We won't complain. Right. But anyway, you know, now I'm tentatively
writing
things.
Look, I spent $7.99 on my diary, so I wasn't going to. It's very pretty from the $2 shop.
It is very pretty.
Yeah.
I get the same one for work.
It's because I need the week of the page.
Week of the page. You can't have the day.
And then I saw someone the other day and she's like, oh, no, I can't do a week of the page. I was like, what do you mean?
No,
I have to be able to see what the week's going on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just obsessed with the
week and personal. Week page.
But I just don't want to spend a lot of money on diaries.
No.
I'm anti it. Sorry.
Anti it. Right. Who knew? Anti-expensive diaries.
Well, I just feel a bit outraged that something should cost $50. I'm like, what?
I love my cute little sort of expensive diary. Yeah. And my beautiful friend Kerry from Buchanan Design.
That is nicer than mine. You're
she,
right.
She sells these. And so,
okay. Oh, does she?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. So anyway, they're very, very cute. But my work one is identical to that because I need the big spread. Baby.
That's us, the ladies of Big Spread.
All right, last speaker pipe.
Hey, Mandy and Kate. My name is Heather. I'm
Hello.
A physiotherapist working in the disability space in Western Australia. I'm just sending a speak pipe to let you know that I think you guys are doing an amazing job.
Oh.
I thoroughly enjoy widening my practice by listening to yourselves and all the people you have on your show who are just doing an amazing job of getting the voice out there and teaching us all to be less of an outer rectum and more of an ally. And I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I had a funny moment today. I listen in the car, often between therapy appointments, and it really helps me feel prepared for the next appointment and sometimes gives me a lot of food for thought.
Mm.
Often the families I work with pop up in my mind when I'm thinking of certain topics that you're talking about. And I find that really helpful in being able to be part of their journey and make less, hopefully less, outer rectum comments. I had a moment today where I was listening to a Monday episode where you go through some other people's messages, and I kept hearing names that I hadn't heard before. And to my horror, I realized because I play it in the car, I'd skipped a whole bunch.
Oh.
So I'm quite pumped that I have even more time to fill with even more amazing messages and stories. So just wanted to send a great big thank you for what you do. I certainly feel like a better clinician, a much more well-rounded clinician, for being able to understand some of the stories behind everyday life for our peas and our pea shoots and their whole community, really. So thank you. Keep up the amazing work. I look forward to hearing all the stories that I skipped. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
The woeful lockdown stories.
Yeah, you might just want to skip some of the snap peas during lockdown.
Go forth and stretch. That's all I have to say, physios. Yes, get that right. Long sitting and just,
It's your core. You've really got to, do something about that.
And so do my daughters. But anyway, I'll remember to do that tomorrow.
We love our therapy.
A lot of stretching. So thank you, physios. I think, that's probably, that's on my list this year too, to interview some pea therapists.
Yep.
We've got them. So don't worry. That's coming.
Yeah, we do got them.
So, thank you.
Thanks for sending in the speak pipes to keep Mandy happy.
I love them.
They are amazing.
Oh, yes.
They are. Your stories are better than ours.
That's like right.
They make this podcast.
Absolutely.
Mandy and I, we told our story in the first year.
We did.
And now we just love hearing yours because like you like hearing the stories, so do we.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
It connects us to our beautiful tribe and what's going on and, we know we can't be perfect, but, we try.
Wow.
But our listeners are awesome.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I did have a break from Mandy Ho, she knows as well, and I was feeling probably a little bit burnt out.
Oh, because last year?
From last year, so I had to take a big break. So I took all of December off and all of January.
Yeah, perfect.
And in that time, I was meant to re-buy my domain name. So my sleep business is called Mandy Ho, she knows, right? So, okay, I'm like, all right, I better re-buy the domain name. And I don't know what happened, but I bought, this is just a symbol of me. This is what Darren would say. This is a symbol of you.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so, and then Andy, my friend who helps make my website, I said to him, oh, we're going to have to, I need to revamp the business. I've got to, can we do some new things with the website? And, I sent him the link and he writes back and he goes, you bought mandyhosehosenose.com instead of Mandy Ho, she knows.
Why didn't you just renew what you had?
I don't know. I don't know what happened. So people were messaging me, your website's down, your website's down. I was like, I know. And for the people that were peas, I was like, just wait because I'll tell you the story.
Is it back now?
I don't even know. I just had to have a break.
Yep.
So I'll be starting back mid-February. But anyway, I'm booking people in now. If the website's not there, it's coming, okay? Because then Andy went back and bought Mandy Ho, she knows, right? So then I was telling Amy, our support worker, and we were crying with laughter because I needed to buy a single bed sheet for Molly. She was going on a camp and she went away with Amy, so a support worker, for 4 nights. So I went to – so much was going on in my head. I went to Target, came home, and it was a queen bed sheet instead of a single – Amy's like, you need to do mandyhosehosenose.com and put all the things that you've done wrong in there.
Just so, fairly updated.
I'm just crying with laughter about all the things that I stuff up and have stuffed up because my mind is racing a million times a minute.
It's full.
It was full in January and I was grieving.
Yes.
So anyway, I just thought, sorry, Peas, if you've been needing sleep help, I just haven't.
Mandy Hose took over and she's not very good.
You do not want to work with Mandy Hose.
Sometimes I work with her.
Mandy Hose, she knows, is much better. I don't know where she is. Anyway, she'll be coming back in February. Oh, it's just so funny. Funny, but I didn't even care.
No.
I was like,
oh, well,
okay.
I know.
All right, I'll sort that out.
I know. That's future Mandy. I mean,
future Mandy.
Yeah.
But even I was speaking to a few people and I'm just saying, I want you to know that I am coming back to do my business and I am looking for, like, I've built it over 8 years,
of course.
Right?
It's awesome.
I know, but I've been speaking to people that are feeling similarly.
Oh, lots
that
of people.
It's hard to get back into working. Someone said to me, I don't know if it was you or someone else said they feel like they've got lead in their shoes.
Yeah. I just, can't quite get our pep back. And I think we're faking it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I had my hottest 100, which I love. You know, I love it, Peas. Yeah. It was a beautiful day. But even that was subdued. And I think the music was subdued, but also, I don't know. It's just, it'll just take us a while.
Yeah, and I think there's a hangover.
And you remember, from last year, when I had my babies, I didn't have postnatal depression, or I was never clinically diagnosed with any. But I just remember when they were about one thinking, oh, everything seems a bit brighter.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've been through something that's been really, not that I didn't love having babies, I did, but it's really takes every ounce of you to get through it, and I think that took every ounce of us.
To get through last year.
So I think we've got no adrenaline left.
No.
We've got I don't know, cortisol, what are all those things?
Yep.
So, I definitely am feeling better.
Yeah.
And I don't wake up with a sense of dread.
Dread.
That's nice to hear, isn't it? But
we did.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
And it's the sun's shining. It's summer. We've had a pretty shit summer, to be honest. But, you know, who cares? We love our city.
Yeah.
Sorry, Annalise.
No, she agrees.
But, yeah, it's just different. So I'd like, you have to message us, Peas. Did you feel like that? If you lived in other states, has it not felt like that?
Yeah.
Like I think Sydney's had some reoccurrence.
Or maybe did they feel like that when we were in the lockdown?
Yes.
Because I remember people saying it's still hard for us, but we were like, how can that be hard for you?
Yeah,
you're back out living your life.
Yeah.
I couldn't quite understand what they're saying, but maybe that's how they felt.
Yeah.
You know, coming out of that first lockdown.
Mm. And so even though Melbourne's out, we're not out. Our restaurants aren't full. So you look around, half the seats are empty.
Yeah.
You know, you're wearing masks. So we're very aware of what we've been through and we're very aware that we don't want to go through it again.
Yeah.
So we're all just sanitizing still like you wouldn't believe. And, you know, I'm proud of us, super proud of us.
Yeah.
But also happy to be at home with just a couple of friends.
And New Year's Eve, remember we had that, it was all a shock and you couldn't have that many people in your house and that was all happening as well. I started crying that
outbreak.
Day.
Yep.
And then I was like, and the tennis, why is the tennis coming
in? I know.
And I was just I am not going to cope if this gets out again.
No. Well, we will, but we won't.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been a confusing couple of weeks,
We've, at the moment, time of recording, there's been a lot of days of zero cases, which I know the rest of the world would give anything for.
I feel like, is this a podcast about coronavirus?
No, go to CoronaCast.
No. Okay, CoronaCast.
CoronaCast, awesome. Norman Squad, Tegan Taylor.
Yeah.
Listen to them every day. They're amazing. Actually, if you live overseas, they've got heaps and heaps of information.
Yeah.
They're really
good.
It's an Australian ABC podcast. Yeah. There's no ads.
And we were really feeling for everyone in the US as well with the election and the storming of the Capitol. And like that was heavy for the world to be watching as well.
The world
we're not
held
living
its
that,
breath.
But we all held our breath.
Well, you're the superpower.
Yeah.
You know, you're,
and we just want you guys back.
We do.
Yeah. We want to be able to go there.
You know, we want kids dreaming of going to Disneyland.
My girls have said, I'm never going there. And I was like, my whole life, all I dreamed about was going to America. And to hear my children say, why would we want to go there?
I know.
I think that would upset you, USPs.
I think you would be upset. And, you know, they will come back to wanting it.
Yeah.
But it's been scary. We've watched from afar and we're very sad for you with all the coronavirus cases.
Yeah, that's right. And all your peas, families.
You just must have been locked down for so long.
Goodness.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Anyway. So come into the hangout and tell us how you are.
Yeah. Come and tell us.
Yeah.
We will listen.
Yep.
We promise. So, and, you know, it is what it is and the year is what it is. So, anyway, it is 2021. That's all I'm saying.
And we're going to be here to tell your stories and to listen to you.
Always. Yeah. So I think we've, you know, almost come to the end of this amazing episode of nothing, but Mandy and I haven't really had a chance
to
catch up.
Episode of peace. Yeah, here we are.
Yeah, we'll just call it the one where we talk about nothing. So we're back to our cry, difference, laugh. It's been a long time since we've done one.
Yes. Well, I think I cried about my friends.
Of course.
Dying.
Yeah.
I cried every single day.
Yeah, Mandy.
For a long, long, long
and
time.
And you will.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I cried at that beautiful funeral and my grandma's funeral. Mm. But what made me sob was, so this is a long story, but I've mentioned before that I have a brother that is a heroin addict. And growing up, he has stolen, pilfered a lot of things from our family home. And he took all of my mum's jewelry and sold it. Anyone who's lived with an addiction will just be nodding, going, yeah. People who don't go, oh, my God, what? How could he do that? And I'm like, because that's what happens. It's they need that, like we need water. So when my father passed away and we got out the will, all the jewelry was left to me, of course, because I'm the only girl and there's none. It's all gone. All my mum's engagement ring, eternity ring, everything gone. And she had beautiful jewellery back in the day when you could afford a bigger diamond and they saved for 2 years and all that stuff. Anyway, I had reconciled myself that it was gone. But when I was a little girl, my dad always wore a St. Christopher medal, which, you know, it's just a saint. He's the patron saint of travel, although mum said she thinks he's been defrocked. But anyway, I don't know about that. I haven't Googled it. But I really wanted his St. Christopher medal. So I said to Mum a couple of years ago, where's Dad's St. Christopher medal? And she goes, oh, the boys sold that as well. And I mean, it's worthless. But anyway, so I went and bought myself one and I wear it quite a lot. And then on Christmas Day, Mum only had a present for me. My mum's not a present giver, right? She's just very generous. She'll turn up with a tree for your garden and weed. You know what I mean? She's a doer.
Yep.
But presents.
Acts of service.
Yeah, acts of service.
Yep.
Presents, not her love language at all.
Yep.
So she hands me this present and it's I could tell it's a shoebox. I'm like, did she buy me runners? I know she'd like me to be fitter.
Happy Christmas, Katie. Happy some Nikes.
Get that ass out there. But no, and then there was another little box in there and it was a jewelry box. And I thought, oh, what is this? I didn't know what it was. And then I opened it up and when my mum was 19, my dad had bought her a moonstone, which is her birthstone.
Right.
Her birthday's in June. And the boys, for some reason, hadn't sold it. They must have thought it was worthless. And so my mum, who doesn't do things like this, went to the jeweller, got it set in gold because I'm allergic to poverty, as you've probably heard before. I'm actually allergic to silver. I'm not joking. And put three little rubies on it and hung it on a chain and I haven't taken it off.
It's beautiful.
I can't even speak. I love it so much. Mm. And my dad chose it for my mum.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get any of the other things that he chose. So it was amazing. And I've cried about it all the time. I love it so much. You'll see me wearing it, Peas.
Yeah.
So that made me cry on Christmas Day and it made Mum cry. And we don't have many of those moments where we connect like that. Yeah. So it was so special.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. So that's my cry. Anyway, enough of that. What's your make a difference, Mandy?
Well, the make a difference was you.
Was it?
Because my sister bought her first property.
Oh, yeah.
And she was moving from one side of the city over this way near us.
Yep.
And Dad's getting older.
Yep.
It's hard to move furniture, all that sort of stuff. And Kate's like, no, I'll send the boys. We'll send the truck. They just came in, moved everything, moved her to a storage unit. And then when she moved into her house, brought it all, moved it into the house. And we were just like,
Yeah, they're good boys.
That was the greatest gift. So yeah. Thank you, Kate.
That's okay.
It was an enormous gift to our family.
I can't do a lot of things for people, but I can help
people
move.
You can
do
that. Yeah, that was so helpful to us. Yeah. And that meant that Dad could just come in and do...
Yeah, potter around.
Know, faff around with curtain rods.
Yeah. Hook up
getting
the
grumpy
machine.
About this or grumpy about that. But he wasn't, you know, 10 years ago, yes, he could have done all that.
Yeah.
But not anymore. And then that meant that I didn't have to help do that either. Yeah. And so that was such a gift. So thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Not a problem. Well, my make a difference, I've got two. One is that Rhianne, who the peas may know, she's number one daughter's one of her best friends. She designed the Fuck You Milestones bags.
Yeah.
She has started making the cutest little bucket hats. Bucket hats are back, okay, people?
Okay, really?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
All the cool kids are wearing them.
Right, okay.
So it's so funny because they're like, oh, and she's making ones with Terry Towling. I'm like, girlfriend, we have been here in the 70s and 80s. Anyway, they're so cute. So she made me and my friend Rachel one, and they're reversible. So one side's strawberries and the other side's just red.
Cute.
She said she'll get some pea fabric.
Yes.
I will, yeah. And they're really cute hats. And she... Of course, everything's, you know, because they're young, it's all ethically sustained. So she goes to op shops and people give her their old quilts. Oh. And so they're really cool hats and she can do them with any fabric. So that made a difference because they're so great. So they're called Toppi, T-O-P-I. I'll give you the – I'll put it in the show notes, that her Instagram and stuff, and you'll see they're very, very, very cute hats. And the other thing that made a difference was when I went to Falls Creek, my mum stayed here because she had to look after – three dogs because my brother went to Queensland to see his new little nephew. The sound engineer's dog was here. My dog was here. 8 chooks, 2 cats. So really she had to stay and she did all my laundry. It was empty, paired every sock, ironed everything. It was just to come home. Of course we brought washing with us, but
what a
gift. Huge make a difference. I'm very, very grateful.
Yep.
Yep. And what made you
amazing.
Laugh?
Amazing. Oh, so many
so
things.
So many things, I know.
Have you got a lot? Well, it was mainly Molly, of course.
Yep.
One day she was just talking with me and she said, I don't know what, I think she was on camp and she said that someone is in the room, all the other girls were laughing at her. And I was thinking, laughing at her. But no, because she said, one day when I grow up, I'm going to be a comedian or a Paralympian.
Yeah.
And they said, and then she said to me, but I said to them, I'm going to take the easy option and be a comedian. I was like, okay.
Much less training
much
involved.
Much less training. She does not want to do any training. It's Special Olympics this Sunday, but I just don't even think I'm going to get it there. She just does not want to run anymore, which is a shame. The other thing is she's really gone off milk, even the mold. Like she does not. I said, what is wrong? You don't want to drink milk anymore? No, because it comes out of udders.
And well, I don't want that. I'm a soy almond milk girl.
I don't want to drink cow's breast milk.
Yeah, fair
and
enough.
And I was like, yeah, okay. And then she was like, but what about chocolate? I said, yeah, well, I suppose.
She's just
it's okay.
That.
I can ignore that.
Yeah, just ignore that.
Yeah. So, and then.
There's some great vegan chocolate, but anyway. Yeah.
I missed, you know when people post about the lunchboxes? And I've always been onto it. I've always been on high alert. So I've been like, unpack everyone's bags, make sure the lunchboxes are clean before the summer holidays.
Yes.
Well, no.
Really?
Miss 10 gets out the lunchbox for a netball day, like last week, and it's all in there, the mold. You should have heard Molly. Mold! It seeped through the bag.
It's unbelievable,
everything.
Isn't it? Did you just?
I've really taken my foot off the pedal. Yeah. Like I'm like this mum who's a little bit relaxed. What?
Also,
I don't
Miss
recognize
Ten will go.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe I'll take it out.
Yes, that's
good life
right.
Lesson.
Anyway, so that was sort of funny. And the other thing was, Miss Ten came up and said to me, "Mum, do you know that even though you're not fit, you do have a really fit jaw because it's the fittest part of your body." And so for people who snack all day like you, you will have a really fit jaw. I was like, yes, I do have a fit jaw. It is the fittest part of my body. It's like, so earnest.
And I talk a lot.
And I talk a lot. So, yeah, I'm chiseled, baby.
I'd like to say I was, but
and then last night we were watching I'm a Celebrity.
Oh, yes, yes.
So we're snuggling up on the couch. I'm cuddling Miss Ten. Yep. Molly's sitting further down and she goes, "Mum, come and sit with me. I want to smell your fumes."
My fumes. That's nice.
I know. I said, "Look, my fumes are staying over here. So you come and sit on this side of me and I'll snuggle on that side." But we've loved watching I'm a Celebrity together. Yep. I've laughed. So many ridiculous things.
So many ridiculous things. And the always, "Would you do that, Mum? Would you do that, Mum?" No, I wouldn't. No. Would you do that? No, I wouldn't. No, you couldn't pay me enough money and I'm not a celebrity to go on there. I just... cockroaches in your ears?
No.
I'm out of here. No. Thanks.
I'm a Celebrity. Get your own food.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Darren's like, "I wouldn't do that. Never."
Oh, no, oh. Never. Oh. I just, you know, they get paid a lot because if we're thinking that, and these are already rich people.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway, who cares? It's great entertainment.
Oh, well, it is and it isn't. Darren's like, "Are you watching this? They're throwing toilet rolls into a massive trolley." I was like, "Okay, all right."
It's harmless.
It's pretty harmless. Yep. That's right. And we love to watch it every night. So thanks Channel 10.
Yeah, thanks Channel 10.
Okay, they're my laughs.
We needed something.
So. My fit jaw.
Fit jaw. Well, the thing that has made me laugh the most over the Christmas New Year break, of course, is brought to you by Woody. And Woody decided... for some strange reason, when we're at Falls Creek, he's like, "Oh, Mum, is it okay if Gerald comes?" And I'm like, "Who's Gerald?" So he's got his puffy jacket, filled it with all the towels from where we were staying, then tracksuit pants, filled that with towels, and it looks like a person, right?
He's making a man.
He's made a man called Gerald. And Gerald had the best time. I've taken a lot of photos of Gerald. I'll put a couple up on our Insta. Gerald may yet get his own Instagram
page.
Fair
enough, I think so.
Because Woody has just been so shocked that everyone thinks it's so funny. He's like, "Maybe I should get him an Instagram page."
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, Gerald. He, like, did really funny things with him too. Like, he brought him out to the outdoor table and put his head down on the table and then found, like, an old beer bottle and put it next to him and goes, "Oh, Gerald's had a big night." We don't even talk like that. Gerald... just Gerald's been the joy, just absolute joy. Aww. And he's so funny, Gerald. Yeah. I don't know why. And where's that name from? We don't know anyone called Gerald.
It's cute. It's creative and it's funny.
It's been so funny. Aww. So, yeah, everyone loved Gerald. Aww. We all got attached to him while we're away.
So Gerald needs a P-T-shirt.
Gerald does need a P-T-shirt. I can do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. Do it. So, yeah, but there was just so many laughs being around your kids over the holidays and not have to be doing remote learning.
Yeah.
No rushing. Yeah. It's been actually very pleasant. But see you later, kids. You're at school.
And we understand if that's not your story your pea shoots.
Yep.
We do.
Yeah. Because 100%. I know holidays can be really hard.
Yep. Yeah, people are just booking stuff in to keep their kids entertained and occupied and all of that stuff.
Yep. And just keep everybody sane. So I really, really, really get that as well. So, anyway, your Acast supporter money is making the most beautiful booklet known to man as well as paying the sound engineer.
Yep.
We can't thank you enough for giving that money.
Yes.
And actually on the little booklet, you all get acknowledged.
You do. I mean,
obviously not all of your names, but it does say the P's wanted you to have the P listeners. So,
And also I thought of you because I bought Omo and I don't normally buy Omo. It's expensive. So I normally go to Aldi and I thought, you know what? I've got a little bit of money. I'm going to buy the massive Omo. Like, you know, a $30 box.
Yeah.
I never do that, Kate.
Oh, it's so great. It just lasts for ages.
I know, and it smells really nice.
Yeah,
Omo does. And so I was like, this is how the other people live.
Look at me making bank. Fat stacks with my Omo.
So you are helping my family to smell nice. And not just have the Aldi brand, which has never failed me in the last 10 years.
Oh, no.
But I just thought, wow, this is how the other half live.
I know. It's really, really nice.
I thought you'd like to know that, please.
And what I did as well with some of my ad money and Acast money, because Mandy and I are making sure it's in the – we've got money in the bank for the booklet.
Yeah, we do.
And we've got money to pay everyone.
Yes.
And we if we ever – get to tour again that we've got money to pay for flights and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've been.
But we've started to give ourselves a little bit of money.
I bought the boys two rash tops, not just one.
Mm.
Because when we get cold,
yes,
it's hysteria.
Yes.
And, I mean, hysteria, I'm catastrophizing that word, yep. But it's not very nice to be cold.
Yeah.
And so then we don't want to go back in the water. So
yes.
I thought, I'm going to buy two. I know this sounds ridiculous, but it's actually
but make a
game changer. Yes, because you've got a dry one, and if it's in the sun, yes, it's warm.
Yes.
Get out of the pool, even put nicer. The warm one on.
Ah,
so
smart.
Anyway, there's my hot tip for your life hack. Two rashies.
Yeah, well, thank you,
or
peas.
Four in my case.
Omo and rashies.
Omo and rashies. What a summer it's been.
I know.
And for all the people that watch my story that were concerned that the rain was coming in Melbourne, when I thank you for messaging me and going, Kate, it's raining where I am.
Oh,
it's raining
did they?
Where I am. I just want to have a little humble brag and say my washing line's under the deck.
Oh,
so God, you know
it.
What? Take that.
Mine is out in the elements.
So mine was, and then I just thought, I can't do this
Oh,
anymore.
You put your sheets out. Is that, was that the story?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and the Australian of the Year Awards.
Oh, my
gosh. We're back. Oh, we were about to say goodbye, and then here we go again.
That was a cry.
That was a cry.
I cried from start till finish.
Oh, my gosh.
My husband's watching. He's getting teary.
Darren was watching.
Oh,
he just said, that is very confronting. I said, yes, it was, and it needs to be.
I just, why? This should be on every channel.
I
you shouldn't
know.
Be able to watch anything
it
else.
Should've
it should be
like
the president's address.
Conference.
It should have. Mandy and I, we're showing our complete ignorance in the fact that we'd never watched it before. We watched it because our friend Donna was nominated from Victoria. So we watched, and then I thought, I will watch this every
time. Year.
For women.
Oh, my gosh. It was, I just felt like we needed that.
Oh, if you live outside Australia, we have a thing Australian of the Year. Mandy
you
and
know,
I got nominated.
We don't like awards. But
we don't like awards. But this year, they were all of them, there's four categories, all won by women.
Young Australian of the Year, Local Australian of the Year,
yep.
Senior Australian and Australian. Now, we were nominated in the Australian of the Year category, but yep. To our astonishment.
And there's now, of course, we knew we weren't going to get through, and then you look at who got through
and you're like oh, yeah, we were never going to get through.
But thank you for nominating us.
Still, it was awesome.
It was awesome. And if you do want to nominate someone, go do it.
Yeah,
because
I feel
actually
like
it's
a really good thing to do.
It's a really nice thing to do. But
yeah.
Go if you live overseas, Google Australian of the Year and Google
Awards
her speech.
Ceremony.
Google the winner's speech.
Oh my gosh.
It was just
But all of them.
All of them. Every
all
speech.
Of them.
I cried in every
beautiful
one.
Beautiful local woman. I haven't got it up, so I haven't got her name properly. But just making a difference in refugee families' lives, going around, putting Christmas cards in people's letterboxes because she was lonely to then meet people and then oh, it just was spine tingling.
Oh, everything about it was unbelievable.
Yeah, and the Young Australian of the Year talking about periods. I was like, when do you ever have national platform of someone in her early 20s to talk about periods? Because I was like, talk about periods for adolescents with disabilities.
I
my gosh, it's enormous.
And just she did this. Another person was inspired by her and did
poem.
This spoken word poem that will just be amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, but our Australian of the Year is Grace Tame. And
yes.
She well,
a survivor of child sexual assault.
Yes, and you have to, you just have
watch
to go
speech.
And find her and watch her
and
speech.
I'm sorry, but I just was so happy it wasn't a sporting person.
Oh, yes, sorry.
You know?
Oh, same.
I just
and
I can't
I'm
take
happy
one
it wasn't
more
someone.
Male cricketer.
We can say this now that we, because we'll never be nominated again. And this is people really disagree with me. I've had big discussions about this, but I believe if you are employed by the government, and this is contentious, you shouldn't be able to win Australian of the Year for your role in the government. So if you, I'm going to make this roll up. Just say my job was to make sure that every baby in the world gets in Australia gets a baby book when they leave the hospital, and I do such an amazing job. I'm already paid to do that. Whereas these Australians of the Year were all going above and beyond.
They were.
And it wasn't their main source of income.
I agree.
Or they'd given up their income like Donna, our friend, you know. That is exceptional. That's where it has to be because I found out there's actually Public Servant of the Year.
Yeah.
So there are, because
avenues
we do
for
have
that.
Amazing
of course,
people that deserve
of
to be
course.
Recognised.
Yes.
But not
and
that anyone's going to listen to us.
And if you do a fantastic job at your job,
you're paid for that.
Yeah, I know, but you can also be recognised.
You can. But this was everything it needed to be.
Oh, it was just like the gift that 2021
really,
needed to give
really
us.
It really, really was. And there wasn't a person
was
that you didn't say, oh,
they shouldn't have won.
No, not a person. And
everyone.
Anyone that was nominated, you would have been happy for them to win. But, oh, my goodness, women represent. It was amazing.
I think the times they are changing.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I just don't want to see a male cricketer who got 100 wickets win Australian. I just don't give a shit.
No.
Sorry.
Because it can't, yeah.
You know?
I don't think it can be for sports. I think it has to be for something outside that. So
yeah.
You were a cricketer and then you did something else.
Okay.
Yeah, but fair I agree. Enough. No, I agree. I 100% agree because they get accolades for all of that.
Yeah.
And they have that amazing public platform already.
To be able to do, yeah.
Right? So these people were given more of a platform.
Yes. Oh,
which
my
is
gosh.
So great. And we were sad that our beautiful Donna didn't win.
Yeah.
But, you know, the Period Project, the Carla Space, those things, you can still go and support them. You know, please, you gave so much money that all of her kids got Christmas presents.
When she went up to Darwin, that was all catered for. So that is from the Peas. So well done.
Well done. If you haven't listened, go and listen. She was on at the end of last year. So
yeah. Yep.
Pea friend Donna.
It was, I was proud because sometimes I feel like, you know, we're not proud of our country, especially around Australia Day. There's so much to be.
There's so much division.
But this just felt great. So.
And when the Senior Australian of the Year wanted to hand off the stage, she just calls up our Prime Minister. Could have been anyone in the room.
She was awesome.
Count me down.
Yeah, and she goes, you better help me with that.
Yeah.
What a woman. I just loved every minute.
It was just compulsive viewing and I will always watch it and I'll get my family
too,
to watch it.
From now on.
Yes, so thank you to the Australian of the Year Council. You did a really good job.
You really did.
Your Victoria Zoom, bam, bam. But your Australian coverage was awesome.
I was like, oh, what? Aunt Christine, I knew. I love that. So my island home. I'm singing along. And they're like, I was like, if I was there, I would have been singing.
No,
you're not allowed to
sing. Not let us sing.
I would have been like, I just loved it. Yeah.
You need to take that humming. You need to escape for an afternoon and go to the National Gallery of Victoria.
Yeah.
They've got a room in there in the new exhibit where you have to hum or they don't let you in.
Oh.
They will stop you going in.
What?
And when you go in, it's got like beautiful acoustics so you can hear yourself hum really loud. Yep. It's awesome. It's really, really awesome.
I think I've got because I'm an ESFP in the Myers-Briggs.
Yes.
I don't really care about art. And so I wrote in the ESFP group on Facebook, does anyone else not care about art? Or is it just me? And they're like, I'm an artist. I love art. I was like, shit, it's just me.
It's not art though at the gallery. Like they've got this thing at the moment when you go
in. I think because I find those places too hard to get to with my girls. But maybe
the gallery
is
very accessible.
Is it?
Oh, it's all flat and ramps and lifts. Oh, the gallery's amazing.
Okay, I'll go.
But it's got, you don't have to go. you do you, girlfriend. We love it.
I know, but I feel like I'm maybe missing out on my children doing these things.
They would love it.
Okay, all right.
My boys love it. But there's a screen like a million metres high and it's just, it looks like stuff's coming out at you. People just stand there transfixed. That's before you've even gone in.
Because
it's got this new thing. Anyway, sorry if you don't live in Melbourne, but you can't come because you're from a red zone. Also a very Australian reference, but it's all to do with COVID.
Yeah. Anyway. Right. We're out of practice at the ending.
We are finishing now. Thank you. Thank you for donating.
Yep. Now, maybe give us another review on iTunes because there hasn't been one for a while.
Oh, yeah. You've got to get Mandy's reviews
get us back up there.
Rate and review. It's how we get in the charts.
Thank you, Peas. We'll be back next week
and
with an awesome guest.
And we also were on this glorious mess.
Oh, yes. We were too.
And it was so fun.
That was fun because we hadn't done it for a while.
Yeah.
And so it was lovely. Thank you for having us, Holly and Andrew.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We
appreciated
love Holly.
It.
She's a P as well.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Yep, you can go and hear us on there if you want to listen to us anymore.
After this episode, maybe not.
All right. Bye, P.
Okay. See you. Bye.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.